Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And we're excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So whether you are a seasoned professional or brand new to the industry, you're going to enjoy this show. See, we talk about everything from Bible to business. We also want to pray for your business as well. We're going to teach you how to do that. We're going through the book called The Circle Maker Book, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But you can go over to asanetwork.biz, and you can put in your prayer requests there. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network and join our group there and put your prayer requests in there. We want you to do what's called a love tap, which is tell a positive story. And when you do that, we're going to share the story and we're going to share your business information on the radio so you can get some free advertisements as well. So just a way for you, for us to reach out and for you to do something positive in the community. So the best way we have to start this off is to have Deborah help us come in and honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for just being our Father who are in heaven. Father, we give glory and honor to your name. We thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die on the cross for us. Father God, that you defeated the enemy and the power he had over us, Father God, with the life of your Son. And I thank you that Jesus is sitting in your right hand interceding for us, Father God. We can't have a greater intercessor than Jesus himself, who sacrificed so much for us. And Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us, constantly guiding and moving us and shifting us and quickening our spirit and our heart for what you are doing, Father God. Let us never forget, Father God, who you are and what you've done in our lives and how we need to embrace that every day of our life. And Father God, I lift up Christ the King World Radio. We thank you for them coming together, Father God, and doing the work that you called them to do, to breathe that light into a dark world, Father God, giving us this place where we can just lift up the name of Jesus and just let you just literally consume our relationships, Father God, and you consume our businesses, Father God. You consume every aspect about us and World Media Ministries, Father God, and helping ministries to get the word out like we're doing here, Father God. We just thank you for your blessings upon them, and we lift up All Star Success Alliance and through I Am Love Builders and Bible to Business, enhancing your our businesses your way, Father God. We are all about having success in Christ Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, that you just pour out blessings and blessings. You guide us, you lead us, you tweak us, Father God, and I lift up Ryland, Father God, and Dr. Pegg, and Father God, they're seeking you for what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what you want them to do. Father God, you have a purpose for every couple out there, Father God. There's a ministry that you call them to as a couple, and Father God, they're searching and seeking you, Father God, for what that ministry is and what you would have them to do, Father God. I pray that you would reveal it to them and make it plain, Father God, that they would honor you. And Father God, we lift up our country to you. We've been praying through each and every state, Father God, and territory of America, Father God, because we know that you've blessed America, but we know we've fallen short of the glory of God. And we've not honored you in our laws. We've not honored you with our leaders, Father God, and we have gone astray. But Father God, we know that you love us so much that you will come back into our hearts, and you're already just making a mighty move of God, which I am so pleased to be a part of, Father God, to just get our eyes focused back on you. And Father God, we lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up our Vice President. President Joe Biden, Father God, our armed forces, our justices, our Supreme Court justices, Father God, our leaders of our church, our leaders in Washington, our leaders in our state, and Father God, we claim them for the glory of God. Every law that they prove, Father God, will be a godly law, Father God. And Father God, that we will honor you again in this nation, Father God. We will live up to the motto that's on our money, Father God. In God we trust, Father God. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Father God. As it is in heaven, we expect to see it down here, Father God. We pray for a spiritual awakening over this nation, Father God. And the gospel will be communicated across all spectrums of society. No matter what age, race, or any background, Father God, the glory of God will prevail, Father God. And we pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have the power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of Christ is. And to know that love that passes all knowledge, that we might be filled with the full measure of the fullness of God. Father, we thank you for what you do and how you do it in our life. And that we continue to just be absorbed in the Spirit of God in everything that we do. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, Deborah. You know, folks, we want to teach you how to pray for your business. And we've been doing that by sharing this book, The Circle Maker book, with you. It's by Mark Batterson. It's a great book because I was realizing, especially after reading this book, that I was not praying correctly. I was praying Casper prayers and not really prayers that give honor and glory to God. So the Circle Maker book is a great book to help us in that regard. If you have not read it, I suggest you read it. You know, go to the library and get it or purchase it or whatever. But the first circle that they talked about was dream big. So we went through that. And then it talked about the second circle is praying hard. And now we're into the third circle, which is thinking long. And in the third circle, we're in chapter 13, I believe, as we're going through this. Some really, really great insights on praying long. So, Deborah, you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in chapter 13, when we're talking about praying, praying long, you know, it's not just for us, but it's for future. But it's also about the fact that things don't always happen immediately when we start praying about them, and it may take some time. Right. And Mark is talking in this chapter about back after the stock market crashed, and you know, we went into the Great Depression in 1929. He's talking about Hilton, Conrad Hilton, who is, you know, was the guy over at the Hilton Hotel, and he literally just, because nobody was traveling, nobody was staying in hotels because they didn't have any money. And so he was so broke that he had to borrow money from a bellhop so he could eat. So that's pretty low, you know, from where he was at. But yet, it did not stop him from dreaming. Right. And he literally just dreamed, and he was one of those people that was, he was great at negotiating, he was a hard worker, visionary, and a lot of charisma. But yet, what was significant about him was the fact that his mother had taught him that, you know, the answer to every issue, every problem, was prayer.
Right.
And so he stayed with that. And so he had his eyes on the Waldorf as something that he wanted in his list of hotels. And he literally, just every time he walked by it, he would tip his hat as a gesture of humility and respect and confidence.
Right.
And he saw the Waldorf as a queen. And I love the statement that he said. He said that his greatest privilege and potential was kneeling before the king, being Jesus, that that's what made the queen possible.
Right.
The queen was always subject to the king.
Right.
So we need to remember, no matter what we want in our life, it is subject to to Jesus, you know, being our king, and anything else is secondary to that. And he was able to fight that battle, to pray through that, and get what he dreamed of, which was owning the Waldorf.
Yes, yes, yeah. That was a pretty interesting story about that. And, you know, and having that persistence and just hanging in there, or not so much hanging in, but, you know, being persistent and not letting that vision fall from his sight, you know, and always always being mindful of it. And as you said, you know, every time you walk by the building, even recognizing the fact that, you know, showing that respect, and one day that would be an hotel that he owned.
Right. And 18 years. Guys, that's long.
Yeah.
18 years. Yeah. But it did happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really important as well.
Yeah, yeah. Are we willing to pray 18 years for something to, you know, to come to fruition?
Right.
I know in our business dealings, you know, people have told me, well, you know, well, how long are you going to do this, that, and the other? Until?
Right.
You know, there's no time frame, time set. You know, I'm not going to do this, you know, for 90 days. I'm going to do it until.
Right.
Until something happens, you know, so they might,
exactly right.
Yeah. So the forces that be might as well just let me have it, because I'm going to be working at it until.
That's right. I mean, we think about Daniel, and he talks about Daniel. I mean, Daniel didn't just pray because he was going in the lion's den.
Right.
He had a habit every day of praying. That was who he was. And so then when he was going in the lion's den, of course he was praying, but he had that confidence in knowing who he was, and he trusted God to make a difference and stuff. And Mark says, you know, does a prisoner of war become prime minister of a country that took him captive in the first place? No, only God.
Right. Right. Only God.
And so that's what we've got to remember, that God is the one that's going to do these things, but we have to be doing our part.
Amen to
that. And part of that is being in the right prayer posture. You know, sometimes we pray the same way we've always prayed, you know, standing up, you know, maybe lifting our hands, maybe not, you know, but getting on our knees and maybe laying prostrate on the floor, which is one of the prayer postures that I'm living right now. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, you know, because we want to receive from God, but we got to show God that we're open. And he talks about what you talked about the hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, when our hands are down, we're letting go of things,
yep.
Or can grasp things, but when our hands are up, then we receive. And what was so interesting about that was mm-hmm. that when our hands are open and up, we should be receiving from God.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
From the government.
Amen. So you're listening to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible of Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And our goal really is to keep you out of the NFL, which stands for No Friends Left. We do that through a wide range of different tools, strategies, and techniques. We bring in special guests to come in to talk to you about different things. And we also have a unique training system that we offer over on asanetwork.biz. We'd love for you to join in and check that out. You can start a lot of the process for free. You can come on our trainings for free. And if you want to engage with us, we have coaching ready and standing by ready to help you in that regard.
Yep. What, all you got to do is be ready to work.
Ready to work, yeah. And you have to have a why. You know, you
right.
have to have a strong why as to why you are doing your business. You know, why? What is your vision for your business? What is your vision in life? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? So you need to have.
Is that easy? You think it's easy to figure that out?
Well, yes and no. Sometimes your why hits you in the face. you know, sometimes your why brings you to your knees because you are happily going along doing something, and then the why just hits you. You know, like I've heard about stories of people, they're, you know, they're in church or whatever, and then they go on a missions trip, and their why hits them on the trip because they realize that's what they need to be doing.
And their lives are never the same again, right?
Never the same again. And that's you know, that's that aha moment that people talk about, to where you're doing something. It may be in the related field that you're in, or maybe something totally different. And you have that aha moment, you know, your why moment, to where you get more crystal clear as to what your why is. But there are some people that go through life and never find out what their why is. They never realize their purpose.
Do you think maybe that sometimes because maybe that whatever they were supposed to be doing, that they never just did it, and maybe their why was the second thing that was going to come along, but because they never did the first thing, they may not have gotten the second thing?
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. You know, I think a lot of times what happens is this, sometimes they're in denial about it. In other words, sometimes they do know what their why is, but they don't want to.
But they don't want to know.
They don't want to embrace it because they said, no, you know, I don't want to do that. Wasn't part of my plan. See, I had this checklist of things, and that why was not on my checklist, but it was on God's checklist. And next thing you know, they're doing it. Yeah.
Well, they say, you know, when God, you know, when we tell God our plans, he laughs, you know, because we're supposed to have plans, but when we stick with our plans so hard that he can't download any information or direct us or anything, that's not good.
Right. Right. Yeah. And they fight it and stuff. And, you know, but when it's God planned, things just start to happen, at least. You know, from my experience, you know, when it's right, things just start to fall into place. And next thing you know, you're on that path.
Right. And God can't move a parked car. So,
sure, I mean,
he can, but yeah, you'll probably get hurt in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. If your car is parked and God has to move it, that means the wind has to blow. And in that case, you're going to be hurt.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. I can just see, you know, you got this massive hurricane going on in your life, and you're like, why is that guy? And he's like, I'm trying to move you.
Trying to get you moved. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I like to keep my car moving. I'm not speeding down the highway, but I am going down the highway at a decent pace and asking for God's guidance to go to the left or to the right, or veer to the left or veer to the right, or keep straight. You know, so I'm always asking for that. For that guidance, for that barometer, or whatever you want to call it, you know, the guidance system to keep me on the right track or on the right course.
Right, right. But we have to be moving. Yeah. I think that's one of the first things we need to do is just start moving. And you go, well, what direction do I need to move in? It doesn't matter what direction.
No.
Just start moving. If you start moving, God will show you the direction, because he's not going to let us walk down the wrong path.
Right.
He can keep you down it.
Right. Well, if you're asking for a direction, okay, if you start moving and you're asking for a direction, it may be turn around. Okay.
Right.
You know, but if you never start walking, how's he going to tell you to turn around? You're just standing there. You're not doing anything.
Right. Right. You know, and our life and our businesses is a journey. And to get on a journey, you literally got to get out of the house. You have to get in the car. You have to start the car. Mm-hmm. You have to get it out of the garage, and you got to start making turns.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do we think our businesses are any different than that?
It's amazing. I don't know.
You got to follow signs along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I can never figure that out, you know, and I've talked to a lot of people in 30 plus years about opportunities and so forth. And I still have not come to any conclusions that, you know, that make any sense to me, you know, why we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you look at the why, my answer to why, or your why, is why not? Why not do that thing? We got phones ringing all over the place here.
Is that somebody calling in asking why not?
Yeah, right. They're calling in saying, why not? Why not you? Why not now? Yeah.
Right.
It's amazing. And then, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why shouldn't you be the one that does that thing? Why shouldn't?
Oh, peace and quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, why not now?
Right. You know, I mean, so I think we get in a rut. We get in a rut thinking life should always be the same way. I know I used to really enjoy knowing what my life was like and what I was going to do, what tomorrow was going to look like. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to enjoy that.
Right.
I used to, is the word.
Used to, yeah.
I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I know it. But, you know,
I think it's better.
It is better. You know, it's more exciting, you know, when you can just put your trust in God and just, you know, move forward, you know, just keep it moving,
right.
Keep it moving, keep mm-hmm. it real. And, you know, it'll all work out. Trust me.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. I read many years ago. I read the book, Stop Worrying and Start Living.
Stop worrying and start
uh-huh. living.
Oh, okay.
I think it's by Dale Carnegie. I'm not sure the author, but it's been around a long time. In fact, it's that book is older than you or I are.
Wow.
It was written back in the late 1800s. But anyway, and they have modern versions of it now. But one of the things that I loved about it was talked about everything that you're worried about right now. Write it down on a piece of paper. Just get it all out. Write it all down on a piece of paper. Once you get it wrote down on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope, seal it, put a date on it, and then put another date on it that says open in 1 year. And then put it in your desk drawer and leave it. And then come back a year later and then open up this letter. And I could just about guarantee you that most of the stuff you were worried about never happened.
Right. The other thing, too, I've done that as an exercise, you know, when I've gone to a workshop or something. Mm-hmm. And when you go back and read it, it's like, what? This doesn't even make any sense.
Right.
This is no big deal. It's not even relevant. It's like big deal, you know?
Right.
And you think, wow, you know, it almost seems petty kind of when you go back and look at it in some cases.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, Casper, I have a question for you. You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, when you look at compensation plans, you know, you see where there is, you're supposed to add on team members in order to, you know, start making money. And then I've heard a little bit about multiplication process and how that should be considered as well. But I'm sure our listeners, you know, so what is the difference in that? So can you talk a little bit about addition versus multiplication?
Sure. When I think about addition, I'm not really thinking about the complement so much as how I'm building my business. And the company wants you to add. Because when you add, that means you're selling product. And when you're selling product, then the company's making money and people in the upline are making money. When you multiply, you are able to maximize the compensation plan by bringing on team members who duplicate you. So if you are working and you're signing up people, they are also signing up people. That's multiplication. The addition comes when you do a show, you know, you do a product show or you do a in-home show or something like that, and you sell product. Well, selling product is adding because it's a sale, and mm-hmm. now you got to go out and do another show to make another sale. So that's adding. That's very slow. If you want to build large teams, you have to do things that multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now there is a little bit of spillover because you could do a show and bring on some reps during that show and then you start the multiplication process. So, you know, there's a little spillover. It's not 100% uh-huh. one way or the other. It's definitely a combination. But when I am working to build teams as we are right now, I try to focus more on multiplication than on the selling of a product.
Is that where it comes into play, the things that we do, if it's duplicatable, then we're working to build that multiplication process?
Right. Yeah. If you are building teams, you're duplicating, and that's the multiplication process. Duplication and multiplication are synonymous.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So for example, if you run an ad in a paper, well, that may not be duplicatable because everybody that you bring on may not be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, because that's expensive.
It's expensive, right. And not everybody can afford that. So you want to do things that are duplicatable, but also cause multiplication. So inviting them to a team call is duplicatable, and it also causes multiplication because you don't have to be the expert.
Right.
So now if they duplicate your activity, which is also inviting someone else to the call, now you're multiplying your efforts in building your business.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely get a better, we'll be able to move our businesses forward a lot quicker if we're dealing with the multiplication side of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And businesses are built in 90-day cycles. That's why we have the 21-day challenge to get it started. But we also recommend that people engage 90 days to help get that business off the ground. It really takes 90 days to get started in a decent business, and 90 days of consistent activity over that time.
Right.
But, yeah.
You know, one of the things that was interesting to me, because I've done now 2 21-day back-to-back, and what has stood out to me was that we don't always know the tiny little incremental things that are standing in our way of getting success.
Yeah.
And until you do a 21-day where you're doing the same thing over and over, and after a while you start realizing, okay, I'm not doing really good with this.
Yeah.
I need to get better at that. I need to change this because this is not quite working for me.
And we'll have to. I'm sorry. We'll have to get back to that in just a moment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the Internet Broadcast Outreach Ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible and the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. And right before we went on break, Deborah was getting into the 21-day challenge. That's something that we are, it's a core part of what we do at ASA Online and ASA Network. And that is, we have what's called a 21-day challenge, and then we also have expanded it out to a 90-day challenge. And Deborah, you were just talking about some of that.
Yeah, you know, because when I started, I just wasn't clear. I mean, I knew what to do to a point because that's what we teach. But what we don't always know is what I have to change.
Right.
And sometimes you don't even know to the point where you can't even articulate and ask somebody, so what am I not doing?
Right.
But as I did the 21 days, I started realizing, okay, I'm not doing this real well. I'm not doing that real well. And so that helped me to realize, okay, this is what I need to change. And I'll be starting after the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, I'm going to start my third 21-day challenge. And I literally have a clear picture of what I need to put in there to really push to the next level. And it's like, oh my goodness. So it has been a revelation for me of why so many, it's hard for so many people to move forward. Yeah. I mean, you can take what your upline is teaching you, but you've got to apply it incrementally to your own business.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and it's such a simple piece, but it's such a piece that most people miss. That's why we focus on it here at ASA. And, you know, it's something that you need to do. I don't care what your business is. I don't care if it's traditional or if it's a network marketing, home-based business, affiliate marketing. It really doesn't matter. You need to focus at least at a minimum for 21 days, but more than likely it's going to take 90 days to get whatever it is off the ground. And that's
right.
That's 90 days of focused effort, not just signing up and then 90 days later, you know, hoping and wishing and praying that it kicks off the ground. Okay. You need to work like it depends on you and pray like it depends on God. So for 90 days, you need to be working and praying hard to get your business off the ground.
Right. And I think a large part of it is about getting out of our own way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sabotaging my success and didn't even know it.
Right, right. And that happens a lot. I mean,
a lot.
Matter of fact, that's the majority of what happens is that we sabotage ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not doing the things that it takes to make it happen.
Absolutely. So the 21 days breaks that barrier down and starts opening you up to success.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to take a little detour here and talk about the Facebook daily top 10 trends. And we do this to kind of bring light to what the world is thinking about. And then we talk about how relevant it is when it comes to your business and the word. So is it relevant? Is it interesting? Or is it not relevant at all? And again, we do that to point out the contrast and what you really should be focused on. So these top 10 trends are rarely relevant to your business, but you know they are fun to talk about. So the first one is a spinoff of Schoolhouse Rock, and I remember back in the day where they had Schoolhouse Rock would teach different aspects of government, and they talk about how a bill is made and the process. You know, the bill goes through before it becomes law and all that kind of stuff.
That must have been in your generation because I didn't have that. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
That is cute.
Yeah. So Saturday Night Live, who is no stranger to controversy, they did a skit to where they had the president push the bill off the stairs of the Capitol building. Pushing the bill off, and then the executive order was there standing next to the president and stuff, and he was talking about all the things executive order was going to do. And the executive order was like, really? I'm going to do that? Are you sure? He's like, okay.
I said, really? was so funny. It's funny, but it's very true and very, to me, very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's exactly what's going on, and it shouldn't be going on.
Right.
You know, I mean, his executive orders is really for other things,
yeah.
Not bypassing what, you know, the people want.
Right. Right. What the people want and what Congress is supposed to be doing. Now, whether Congress does it or not, that's a whole nother issue. But just because Congress doesn't do something doesn't mean that he should automatically do it. There's balance of power for a reason. There's three branches of government for a reason. We have laws for a reason. And we shouldn't be skirting those laws.
That's what makes us a great America compared to other countries, is because there's a balance of power. And that balance of power has been broken down in a very sad way, and we better find a way to get it back. And I think this is one that we definitely need to pray hard over.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the second thing trending on Facebook, and I still don't understand why, this is about a rare black sea devil fish that they've been filming, but it's trending on Facebook. I mean, it's like number two trending, and I don't even understand the interest level in that.
You know, I get it. I don't think it's very interesting from that perspective, but when I looked at that, I was in the fish itself dangles from itself exactly what the fish he's trying to capture likes.
Right.
And then eats it once it comes close enough.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness, it's kind of like the enemy in our lives, you know, dangling the thing that draws us to it the most so we can be devoured by it.
Right.
So there's some symbolism there, but the issue itself is like, no big deal, not relevant.
Right. And the female fish in the species is the larger main fish, if you will. And then the male is just like, I don't know, it's strange. It's a strange relationship because the male just like attaches himself to the female,
and then his face kind of blends into her body.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
It's very weird.
It just provides like sperm or whatever, you know, for mating purposes, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a very strange, very weird situation. But anyway, so. I guess it's interesting, but not really relevant to business at all, but interesting.
Right.
And then there was a shooting in Cleveland. A 12-year-old boy brandished a toy gun, and he dies after being shot by an officer. But this toy gun looked very real.
Okay. And so help me understand, why on earth a company would make a gun that looks so much like the real thing that police can't even tell? Why would you do that? So that the whole country can decide that, you know, oh, guns kill people and let's get rid of all the guns?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that toy guns now come with an orange tip. A toy gun that you literally buy from the toy store. This was an air pellet gun, which also can be very harmful and deadly if you hit somebody in the eye or something like that. It's like the BB guns back in the day. So this is like a BB gun.
I was just thinking about a BB gun.
Yeah. So this is like a BB gun type gun, and those guns do not have an orange tip on it because they do pose a risk. So that's why that particular gun did not have any orange tip on it. They don't make those with orange tip because they are, you know, because they're dangerous.
Right.
Now, why this 12-year-old was waving it around and brandishing it, and after the police said, put it down, you know, he did not. Hard to say, but he was shot.
Right.
You know, and.
Well, and again, it's about teaching our children how to do things properly.
Yeah. And during that time, you don't know the age of the individual, mm-hmm. and a 12-year-old can be just as big as a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know the age.
That's the truth.
You don't know what they're doing. the police were called there because people were saying this individual was running around with a gun.
Waving it. In people's faces.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not the actions of, an innocent person just happened to have a gun in his hand. You know,
right, which some people are going to try and say.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the Al Sharptons of the world are going to be on it. You know?
And with right. the intensity of the moment like that, you're not sitting around thinking, oh, maybe it's just a toy gun. Yeah. You don't know what you're walking into.
Right. Yeah.
Right. One of the things that I teach my son, and I've told him this more than once because he likes to hang out at the mall, is if a police officer approaches you, regardless of what you're doing, you stop what you're doing and do just what they tell you.
Right.
We'll work the rest out later.
Work it out later. You know, if there's a lawsuit involved, that's fine later. But right. At that moment, you need to do exactly what they're telling you to do so you can live through that moment.
Right. And we need to just be careful that we're not painting our police officers as really bad people and ignore them all, because that'll cause us some problems with our kids.
Yeah. No doubt about it. The next one was talking about a Steelers player that was cut by the Steelers. I can't even pronounce his name. Legretti Bout. I'm not even sure how to pronounce the name.
You got me. I don't watch golf.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The Steelers have cute helmets.
Right. Okay. But there you go. There you go. Anyways, after being cut by the Steelers, the running back scores two touchdowns for the Patriots.
So he got good for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
Not relevant. Next.
Nope, not relevant. So Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, criticizes Benghazi report, claims it is inaccurate. And there's been so many inaccurate reports. I love when they do these reports because at the end of the report, there is nothing that, you know, there's no conclusive evidence or anything one way or another. It reminds me of those specials you see on History Channel. You know, they talk about the, you know, discovery of the Sphinx or whatever, and you watch all that, and at the end of it, you're like, okay, so who built it? You still don't know
right.
who built it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so we still don't know what happened in Benghazi after 4 or 5 years has been or whatever. You know, the embassy's in shambles, and the enemy is swimming in the pool with the embassy, and we still don't know what happened.
Right. And they don't want us to know what really happened. We got that.
Yeah.
So why is this still surprise? You know?
Exactly. So you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us over at asanetwork.biz. You can also find us on Facebook by doing a search for ASA Network. We want you to go over there and do a love tap, and that's tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share yours. We'll share that story, and we'll share your information on the radio as well. And you can hear us every day from 9 a.m. and also at 9 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. We're going to get back on track here in just a moment and cover a really interesting article or a graph, I guess, I found on a site called fundersandfounders.com. That's funders.
That sounds like an interesting title.
Yeah, fundersandfounders.com. And this article talks about 9 signs you might be an entrepreneur.
You don't hear anybody talk about that much. You just sure about people are or they aren't.
Or they aren't.
You know,
right.
But you never really talk about, okay, so how would I know if I am one?
Right, right. Well, these little tidbits here will tell you if you are or if you are not. So make sure you're taking notes and see how you measure up. So the first one is hate the status quo.
That'd be me.
That's me. I do not like the status quo. So they say, this is how you're supposed to do it. And I say, why? Well, because we've already done it that way. Well, okay, well, I don't want to do it that way.
Yeah.
So, according to this, I might be an entrepreneur. Yeah. The next one is easily bored.
Hmm.
Are you easily bored, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
This is funny for me because I can't say that I'm easily bored, but and the only reason I'm not easily bored is because I never stay in the same thing where I can be bored. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking for better ways to improve and take things to the next level. So that's why I'm not easily bored.
Well, yeah. But that's because of your activity, and that's why you're not easily bored. But if you weren't doing what you're doing, you would be easily bored.
Oh, yeah, that'd be truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you could also look at it from the point that because you're always looking to change where you are or improve it or take it to the next level, that's a sign that maybe you can be a little bored.
Right.
That's why you're looking to make something different.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That would be me.
Absolutely. The next one is labeled a rebel.
Yeah. They used other names. They didn't say rebel. They used other names.
Troublemaker.
Yeah, that's a nicer term too, yes.
Yeah, as I'm, you know, this can either be a entrepreneur or it could be a freedom fighter. one or the other. Because the next one talks about resist authority.
Now, see, I always thought that was a bad thing. But now I'm starting to realize that that's part of being an entrepreneur, resisting authority. Now, of course, you don't do it in horrible ways. But, yeah, I have that problem with resisting authority. And just, you know, I mean, I guess what I do is I don't take everything they say as it, you know,
as gospel.
You know, that it has to be this way. And, you know, no, it's like, are you kidding me? So I'm a little defiant when it comes to that kind of stuff. If it makes sense and it's right and it's godly, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'm not.
Yeah, and, you know, you know, we were talking about the police, and I don't resist arrest. If I'm being arrested, I'm going to let them arrest me, and we'll let the courts decide, you know, who's right and who's wrong. But I don't like them telling me what I'm supposed to be doing when I'm just, you know, I'm going about my day. I'm not breaking any laws, and all of a sudden now I got to do this, I got to do that. So I'm very rebellious when it comes to authority, as far as government authority.
Right. Well, yeah, these days we need to be resisting some of that stuff, but in the right way.
In the right way, right. Because some of it is nonsense. And some of it goes against the word. So I would much rather follow the word than follow any government authority who has no foundation in the word.
Right.
Yeah. The next one says fired from jobs.
No, I've never been fired.
I was going to say, I know doggone well you've never been fired from a job. However, I've been fired from two jobs. and laid off from a couple more. You know.
I had one situation where I literally walked away from my boss. Because I could no longer put my integrity on the line for what was being asked of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I'd ever done that because I was a diehard. I'll make changes in my environment. I'll fix it. I'll do everything I can to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can't do that and then you're trying to clip my wings, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was fired from two jobs and walked off of one job. The job that I walked off on, it was a temp job. And it was in a factory, and they had this huge barrel of these little, tiny little springs. And these springs are so small, you could only hold them with like two fingers. They were so small. Not your hand, just two fingers. And the job was to put a mark on paint a little mark on each spring.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And there was a bucket of them. I mean, not a bucket. If it was a bucket, I probably would have been okay, but it was a barrel of them. And they said, this is your job. Sit here and put, I was like, you got to be kidding me. There had to be like a million springs in this barrel. Half of the day at lunch, I went to lunch and never went back. I made it to lunch and I said, oh my God, I'll be here until I'm like 90 years old.
Isn't that interesting? Now to me, I would have wanted to see how long it would take me to get all that done.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That was lunch.
That was kind of mindless, too mindless for you.
Huh? Oh my God, that was so mindless. And it just, oh, yeah, no. And I just, all I could vision was this huge barrel and I've done 100. I'm not getting anywhere. This is crazy. So anyway, yeah.
Interesting.
And next one talks about obsessed.
I get obsessed about it. Almost everything I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You get wrapped up in it. You know, it's all you can think about is working that. And that, you know, that can be healthy. It can be healthy or it could be unhealthy.
Yeah. Mine was, I think, more on the unhealthy side because it kind of, to me, falls under that perfectionism. Mm-hmm. And then you can't move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've heard stories of many entrepreneurs that are so obsessed. You know, they're up to the wee hours of the morning, working, and they wake up early. I mean, they're just thinking about that thing, whatever it is, all the time. So they're obsessed with it.
I know somebody like that. Who is that I know?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I know who it is.
Who is it, Deborah? Who is it?
Yeah, your husband's sitting in the room there.
Did somebody else come in? Somebody else come in?
Oh, my God. I don't think I'll be able to sleep. This is so good. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sleep. I'll deal with it tomorrow. It's exciting, but it's not that exciting.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Next one is never relaxed. I don't know who would. No, it doesn't sound like me. I'm always relaxed.
Excuse me?
Never relax is a sign of an entrepreneur.
Mm.
Oh, man, this thing is just, this is very unsettling. I may have to go see counsel after this. Because it talks about, go ahead.
I don't know that I ever really relax. I think I'm always trying to take something to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, so you got it bad too.
Yep.
Now, this next one is, it may be a trait of entrepreneurs, but I don't think it's really a good trait. And that is bad at small talk. Now, that's me.
I'm not the best at small talk.
Yeah. And that's me too. I'm not good at small talk either. That's why we have the 5 buying questions to help people when it comes to small talk. So, you know, what
and
do you say?
I think also, you know, the 5 buying questions and those Bob Berg feel good questions, I think they are helping me a lot.
Yes.
Because after I get through the buying questions, then it's like, okay, I need to still have something to talk about.
Yeah.
And I want to stay away from that initial business conversation because I'm trying to get to know the person because we do business with people we know, like, and trust.
Absolutely.
And so then I have to pull those out. Matter of fact, I put them on the back of my cards with my 4 buying questions so that I can remember which ones to use, because a lot of times, I can talk about Christ till the cops come home, I can talk about business, but you know, if you're going to talk about nothing,
yeah,
I don't do well with that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what Deborah's talking about, Bob Berg's feel good questions, and Bob Berg is a gentleman that wrote the Go Giver book and some other books, but we have a list of his questions on ASA Networks. You can go over there to get that information. And then the last one says, don't fit the norm.
Never have.
Nope. Don't fit the norm. That's me. I'm not normal.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working 54 years on not being normal. I'm not going to start now.
Yeah. Even when I try and, you know, kind of line up with it, it don't work.
Mm-mm.
It don't work because then I get in there and still want to make it different.
Yep.
I would say I'm kind of middle of the road on all of that. Although I'm kind of like you, what you said, Deborah, but I will try my best to make it work. I'll mm-hmm. take it this way. I'll shake it. I'll turn it upside down. Turn it, you know, tilt it this mm-hmm. way. I'll try to make it work. But my thing is, I guess maybe I fall more into the obsession, and maybe this is also a little bit of boredom too, is that I'm constantly thinking about my business mm-hmm. yeah. and mm-hmm. what I can be doing with my business and who I want to talk to regarding my business. Right. So I'm constantly, it's ever in my face.
Absolutely.
I'm always thinking about it. Even though I'm doing your job, mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about
your business,
my business, my, yeah. my vision or sure. whatever. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Right. Well, this is a fun site and a fun little chart here. The 9 signs you might be an entrepreneur. So how did you guys measure up on that? You know, I'm this is pretty much, like I said, I may have to get counseling now after going through this list, but I think right. this is pretty
you
much
know, and I thought, in the beginning, of course, when you start off being an entrepreneur, you go, okay, like, this is totally different than anything I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Does this really fit me? Am I really an entrepreneur? Well, I know I'm strong enough in some things that, yeah, I'm more of an entrepreneur, I think. But now that I look at this chart, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
All right. So there are a lot of great websites you should be subscribed to. And this one we just found, which is an awesome site. It's called fundersandfounders.com. And then you can also subscribe to Success Magazine, Entrepreneurial Magazine, and G-Code Magazine. All great publications to subscribe to. And you are listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org, which is a nonprofit organization. So we're looking for your donations. We're also looking for sponsors to the show, and you can do that by contacting us at asanetwork.biz. And we will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.